A vote on the president's contract wasn't listed on Friday's meeting agenda, but under the guise of other business, board chairman Dr. Constantine Kurris entertained a motion.
Take a vote on the contract extension of the president.
Faculty regent Jack Rose made a motion for a four-year contract renewal for President Dunn. That motion failed by a margin of 7-4. Chairman Kurris, student regent Jeremiah Johnson, and gubernatorial appointees Marilyn Buchanan, Stephen Williams, Harry Lee Waterfield Jr., Sharon Green, and Jerry Sue Thornton voted against the motion, leaving faculty regent Rose, staff regent Phil Schooley, gubernatorial appointees Susan Guess, and Jenny Sewell voting for the extension. In an interview following the meeting, Kurris reiterated that board members wanted to vote on the president's contract and that a majority didn't want to give Dunn an extension, but Kurris wasn't clear on why.
What were the things that played against the president? What sort of metrics were used?
I don't know if there's anything that necessarily stood out, to be very honest with you.
In explaining his own vote, Kurris decided he would vote with the majority, which he did. But if it were a tie...
If the vote came 5-5 to me...
Which
would be a lovely experience. But if it came to 5-5, I would probably vote no. And I would vote no because I don't think any university, any board, any president, and I speak from personal experience as well as being a consultant to boards all across the country, can function well if a president doesn't have a strong majority of support of his board.
Although lacking support from the board on this issue, Dunn had unanimous support of the plan changes to MSU's budget. Dunn also had overwhelming support from the campus community, including resolutions of support from the Faculty Senate and Staff Congress and 27 regional school superintendents. Student Regent Jeremiah Johnson stated in December he would circulate a petition seeking input from the student body. That hasn't happened. Johnson, in a statement posted on Facebook, said he made his decision after talking with numerous students.
And I want to ask a question.
Sure.
Following Friday's vote, Faculty Regent Jack Rose spoke up, saying he thought he might have missed something in the past few days and that he hoped nothing inappropriate had happened.
I hope it's not something that's inappropriate, that's all.
Rose promptly resigned his post as Faculty Regent after the meeting. Rose's concern stems from a casual gathering of 5-6 regents at the Murray home of Regent Sharon Green. Board Chair Constantine Kurris maintains he wasn't aware of anything inappropriate.
Sharon invited all the regents who were coming in from out of town to stop by after the committee meeting, and several did, and it was for refreshments and hors d'oeuvres, and subsequently everyone left to go their own way for dinner.
The only confirmed out-of-town guests not in attendance were Jerry Sue Thornton and Jenny Sewell. Sewell said she spent the evening with her son, a Murray State student. If six members did attend Green's gathering, that constitutes a quorum. And if those six members discussed university business, even in a casual gathering, it may be in violation of Kentucky's open meeting law. Kurris did say university business was discussed.
I can recall discussing the events of the day. This was right after the committee hearing that went over all the finances. There was discussion of the impact on tuition. There was discussion of the upcoming meeting the next day. There was some discussion on the report of the ad hoc contract committee, but, you know, it was the kind of conversation, just like everything else, you cover everything. It was a social gathering.
Kurris says these types of gatherings occur often. He cited a dinner hosted by President Dunn. Dunn confirmed the dinner, but he added all board members were invited. Kurris, though, maintains nothing that happened at Thursday's social gathering violated Kentucky's open meetings law.
This board's very circumspect. They don't want to violate anything in the law.
President Randy Dunn wouldn't comment on the board's Thursday night social gathering. Faculty Senate President Kevin Benfield, in an emailed message, proposes the Senate discuss the possibility of seeking legal counsel to file an open meetings complaint with Kentucky's Attorney General. At this time, President Dunn's contract expires June 30th, 2014. For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe.